Right. Lucy grabbed her purse, automatically fishing for her car keys as she checked to make sure the coffee pot was off and the dog's water dish was full. Let's go. Stepping off the porch, Lucy's eyes were drawn to the new houses Fred Stanton, Preston's father, had built on the old Pratt property. They didn't actually build those houses, scoffed Bill, a restoration carpenter known for his meticulous work. He assembled them. It was true in a way. The houses were modular homes. They'd been built in a factory and delivered in sections. Fred and his crew had bolted them together and done the finish work, a process that had gone remarkably quickly. It seemed to Lucy that the houses had sprouted, like mushrooms on a rainy night. One day, the old Pratt house was standing there, looming over them, and the next, it was gone. Before they knew what had happened, their country road had turned into suburbia. Designed to have high curb appeal to the potential buyer, each little house had an oversized Palladian window front and center and a double-door entry overlooking a landscaped front yard, boasting two small yew bushes and a couple hundred square feet of sod. It had been a particularly dry summer, but now, in August, the sod was still the same bright emerald green it had been in April when it was installed, thanks to the sprinklers the new neighbors ran day and night. The sprinklers clicked and sputtered, lawnmowers roared, barbecue smoke filled the evening air. It was enough to make you miss the Pratts, thought Lucy, starting the car. She didn't actually miss the Pratts, she admitted to herself, as she carefully backed the car around. But she did miss seeing their house at the very top of Red Top Hill, where it once seemed to symbolize the simple, rugged way of life that was becoming increasingly rare, even in Maine. It was the kind of house a child might draw, a too narrow rectangle topped with a triangular roof. The windows were rectangles, too, without shutters. The siding was weather-beaten gray clapboard, and the white paint on the trim boards had peeled off long ago. There was no landscaping to speak of, no bushes softening the stark lines of the house, and no lawn at all. Just a dirt yard with a chicken pen and a rotting old car or two, kept for spare parts. It wasn't a friendly house. It might as well have had a big keep-out sign nailed to it.